You are listening to Real World News.
5 months after Kuruwati massacre, prisoners on hunger strike in Delegate State. Nearly 50 days ago, several peasants arrested during the Kuruwati massacre who were imprisoned in Coronel Oviedo in Kawasu Department began a hunger strike. Two of them, Felipe Nerv Urbina and Juan Carlos Tijeria, are in a delicate health condition. It has been 5 months since the killing of 11 landless peasants and 6 police officers. Attorney Vicente Morales, who has represented several detainees, told Radio Ñanduti of Paraguay that Tijeria and Urbina said they are waiting to die, they no longer believe in anyone and they refuse to hear anything about justice or lawyers. In early September, Rio World Radio visited the prison of Coronel Oviedo as part of an international mission of solidarity and spoke with the detainees who were arrested in the Kuruwati massacre on June the 15th. There follows an excerpt of the interview with Urbina, including a translation from Guarani into Spanish of leaders Luis Ruiz of the Organization for Struggle of Land of Paraguay, Maggie Valbuena of the National Coordination of Rural and Indigenous Women Workers, and a remark of Tijeria himself. Urbina is a political leader who claims he was not in Marina Cue tract of land on June the 15th in Canindeshu Department, but he had attended a meeting in Kuruwati, nearly 35 kilometers away. According to his account, he was walking through Route 10, where he saw the police about to enter Marina Cue. There he saw Arnaldo Quintana asking for help. He had a serious bullet injury in his stomach. He tried to help him, but the police prevented him. Urbina told Rio World Radio that he was tortured and that they threatened to kill him far from the landless peasant camp. He was in hospital for 3 days, where he continued to receive death threats from police officers. The peasant, his lawyer and neighbors of the area claim he was not in Marina Cue and demand his release, but the damages to his eyes, certified by a doctor, caused by the tear gases incriminated him because it would indicate that he was in the place of the massacre. He explained he was sprayed when he was stopped at the road to plant him evidence. On June the 15th, nearly 50 peasants, including women and children, were occupying the tract of land of Marina Cue, nearly 5 kilometers off Route 10. The peasants said the disputed land belongs to the state and it should be destined for the agrarian reform, but it is illegally occupied by Campos Morumbi, an agriculture and cattle raising company, which at the time of the occupation belonged to former lawmaker of the Colorado Party, Blas Riquelme, who died on September the 2nd. At around 8 a.m. of June the 15th, an operation organized with 400 police officers, including special riot police, a helicopter, nearly 20 patrols and several ambulances, advanced over the land and triggered the disaster. 11 peasants and 6 police officers were killed and dozens of others were injured. 12 people were arrested. The judiciary then prosecuted 54 people because they were part of a list found by the police made by the peasants of Marina Cue, fellow activists at wanted lands. Some of them were not even there that day. 10 of the people wanted by the police are fugitive.
You are listening to Real World News.